Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers, who promise people relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Agnes argue as Davin's wife and kid are missing, but she's more concerned about getting Facebook friend requests. Then, Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Alderado's scammer, Mavis writes in with some lousy poetry as well. So listen and enjoy.
I'm having a real fake sort of kind of an argument with my pseudo-girlfriend, and she's adding more friends.
You summed it up perfectly. She goes, did he request you? I go, did he request you or did you request him? She goes, Facebook asked me to add him because he's a mutual friend. I go, glad to know what Facebook asks is more important than focusing on me. Yep.
Great.
She goes, if you're going to keep judging me, then I guess I will not be able to talk and come out with something sensible. I go, I judge people by their actions. I have Becky who's been by my side the whole time, and I have my girlfriend taking friend requests on Facebook while I'm devastated. Yeah, I'm a judgmental dick.
Oh. No, that's...
Would you ever want to fight with me?
No!
She goes, where was Becky when I helped you with the writing and other stuffs? If you really love me, you will not even think of me such low. I go, I'm writing the porn for you!
Oh.
8 exclamation points. Don't you flip this around on me, Missy. I didn't put that...
I love you so much, I'm writing porn for you!
That's what you do.
I can't say I've ever heard that.
Stick around. I go, I've been honest with you since day one,
oh.
Including my feelings about you and everybody else. Don't try to make me be the insensitive person. I'm not doing that. Or saying that I should not have other friends. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
I'm trying to get the divorce settlement for you. I don't give a damn about money. I've been poor before and I can be poor again. Is this the way you're going to talk to me when we're married, she says?
Oh, boy. Wow.
I go, yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, if I come home from a really shitty day and pour my heart out to you and you are busy screwing around on the internet with strangers, then I will tell you to pack your bags and get out. If you love somebody, you focus on them when they are hurting. Stupid.
That's actually true.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm being very...
I know.
I'm pouring myself into this
bit. That's actually true because if this were real...
Oh, my God. Show history.
Well, oh, yeah.
If I didn't have a radio bit, I would find a new scam and a scam. I don't need this type of insensitivity from fake people.
If this was for real and I was pouring out my heart to my supposed boyfriend, and he's like, and all of a sudden I say,
ooh, Farmville.
New friend. Yeah. He just bought some
cows. Can you feed
the
chickens? I'm listening to some bullshit on the other end.
Oh, my God. Or he's watching TV or something while we're talking.
I blow him. That's what that noise was.
That's not what that sound effect was supposed to mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. She goes, I'm not hurting you in any way, except English.
Yeah.
I go, apparently you are if I'm telling you that.
Yeah.
This is real.
Not really.
But that's what I wrote.
This is real.
This is...
I've been honest from you from the get-go. Oh,
I'm playing the game.
Oh, no.
This is supposed to be love. How can you love me if you can't even focus on me in my darkest hour? Like it or not, I love you!
Oh, you pathetic schmuck.
And our worlds are intertwined, so you can hurt me.
Oh, no.
Because this is the vulnerability they need.
Yes.
She goes, can we stop talking? She goes, can we stop taking this to another level?
Oh, wow.
It seems we don't understand each other. I go, what level? It seems you're getting more hurt by saying this. Can we stop talking about that? I go, stop talking about what? Stupid. She goes, me adding people. I go, holy crap. You just don't understand me at all.
No.
And at this point, I'm like fucking frustrated by this stupidity.
Yeah.
I go, you just don't understand what I am saying. Maybe you never knew me. Maybe you do not know what devoted love is.
Oh, that's a low blow.
She goes, see, you hurting me.
Ah, see, you hurting me.
Except she forgot the T and wrote it like Joe typing.
You hurting me.
You hurting me. I go, well, you've hurt me, too.
Oh,
I'm like such the bitch. She goes, then let's stop saying this and talk about how you will find your wife and kid. Yes, let's just hide our feelings. That is a very healthy way to deal with things.
Oh, God, you are dog with a bone right now.
She goes, my time is almost up.
Hey, my therapist says this. We get to the meaty business. Our time is almost up.
It's about, like, probably, like, 9, 10 around their time.
Oh, yeah.
I go, she goes, if you have to go, I understand. She goes, okay.
Okay.
And she's gone. And she's gone.
She's like, that was some bullshit. She's like ranting.
So before I realized she was gone, I typed out, I don't know if we will talk anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do. I do love you. I am sorry to hurt you. Right now, my grief is unbearable. And that was Thursday.
Oh, my God.
So, what do you think?
Oh, my God. Oh, this is, like, too real.
But I gotta play it up real.
No, I know you do, but it's, like, it really is... Just like the way that people start getting irrational, it starts building. And like she said, she's not always so great with English, but when she said, well, you know, we better stop talking about this because you want to take it to another level. And it's like, this is like.
She's the guy.
This is like trying to get out of an argument and the person won't let you stop arguing because they're like, you don't care about me if we stop talking. It's like, no, the thing you're supposed to do is stop talking when you're both going bounce off the walls like this. Take a rest, count to 10, go outside and have a walk, something. But, you know, just like spiraling like your character is. It's like, ah! I can't believe that they are still in with how hard you pound her.
I certainly do.
Oh, you do?
We're going on 5 months.
This is incredible.
And 4 days, at the end of the week, we'll be with her. I'll be together with her 5 months.
That's incredible.
I'm very good at bullshit relationships.
You've had this fake relationship longer than some of my real relationships lasted.
Well, I'm very good.
Well, yeah.
So does Richard Eldorado have anything from Thursday?
He does.
Now, is this Richard or is this a poem to Richard from Mavis?
This is from Mavis to Dick Eldorado.
All right. This is Dick Eldorado. This is Mavis, yes. Dick Eldorado's girlfriend.
Yeah, and she's writing some poetry to her boy. Love ruled the day when the angels came to meet.
Wait, Mavis is writing?
Mavis is writing some poetry.
Yay!
To Richard.
Hope it's as horse shitty as his.
Love ruled the day when the angels came to meet, sweeping them up and off of their feet. Neither of them knowing what the future would bring, two hearts together and one diamond ring. Today it's a promise so sweet and so pure, together forever, for love shall endure. A blessing from above, this story is told, a love to last a lifetime and a hand to hold. It was no accident that this came to be. Now you must realize that it really takes three. So go hand in hand to a future unknown, knowing that with the Lord you will never be alone. Ugh. With the angels still near and ugh, dear to the heart, this couple shall prosper and never grow apart. I'm choking back the vomit.
Ugh, this is awful.
So remember that to love is time well spent, and what brought you two together was heaven sent.
I think she made Richard ill.
Wait, you'll like this part. I hope Davin finds his daughter and wife. Tell him we pray for you both. I miss you, honey. Mavis.
Oh, Mavis and Agnes. Mavis gives a shit more than Agnes.
I know.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.